FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Mandisa with Overcomer. Good morning to you at 7:19.
Hey, good morning, friends. Happy Tuesday. Weather-wise today, partly sunny, a high 42 on the overnight, mostly cloudy, down to 29. And then winning Wednesday, snow in the morning, giving way to a mixture of rain and snow during the afternoon, eventually changing over entirely to rain. Could depend on just how the temperatures are and where your location is. Our high tomorrow, eventually 40 degrees, currently 33 here in Mannheim.
This morning, our very special guest live in the studio, Lois Zigrang, is here. She and her husband, Walt, are retired missionaries, and Lois is an author of the book called Who Me. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Good morning. So wonderful to have you and Walt here.
Great to be here.
Yeah, it's a delight to have you on the air. We want to talk about your book, Who Me. Do you have a story from your book and from your many years of being missionaries in Africa that you could share with us?
Sure. There's many stories. And I started the book with a chapter about when my husband was away. We lived at that time in a war zone, a small town completely surrounded by the enemy, because the communists had taken over Angola. And so we had all the East Bloc nations back then in that little town, military. And we were the only other whites besides the Soviet Union and all the other European ones that were there. And so one day when he was away trying to get a pickup truck on a plane back to this little town, a terrific explosion happened. And we didn't know if it was a bomb coming in or what. But just at that moment, I was standing in the kitchen, and one of our students came to the door. In 2 seconds, I moved to the door to talk to him, and that explosion happened. And my big, big windows in the kitchen where I had just been standing exploded. And if I hadn't moved, I would have been covered with pieces of glass.
Wow.
And there was no doctor in the town, nobody to go to. I couldn't have even gotten out to another hospital. Yeah. God just protected me. And all the screws blew out of the door hinges. The glass doors were broken. It was just wild.
Yeah.
And he pulled me down to the concrete, and we were protected. We didn't know if it was a bomb or another one was coming. And in a day or two, we started to find out the story. Behind us lived a bishop of the Catholic Church. There was a high fence between our property and his property. And he had gotten an army engineer to come dig his well deeper. The army engineer was 16, and he dropped 2 sticks of dynamite down the well.
Oh, no.
Well, it exploded, knocked the whole back porch of his house off, and did that to my house and broke almost every window in town. So I just said, where is my husband when I need him?
Did he ever get the truck on the plane? That's what I want to know.
He did. About a week later, he did show up. But he called me and said, how are everything going? I said, don't even tell me your story. I don't want to hear your story.
We're talking with Lois Zigrang. Lois is a retired missionary. She and her husband, Walter, here. She's written the book, Who Me? Following God's Missionary Call to the War Zones of Communist Angola. And Lois, you wrote this book because you guys would go and speak, or you'd be in a church, or somebody would meet you and say, you've got to write this book. But you really want to have it be a book that inspires the next generation.
Yeah. And I really want to challenge young people, especially old too. God has a plan for your life. Are you listening to him? And that's why I wrote it. And I just am praying that people will see that in the book.
Yeah.
What am I doing with my life? He was an agriculturalist. And when the Lord got a hold of us in our mid-20s and later, we thought, well, Lord, I'm taking care of these trees real well, real good for you. And what was that to show the Lord someday? Yeah. It's all right for some people. Some people are called to that, but it wasn't enough for us.
Yeah.
And that's when we went to Bible college in our 30s.
Yeah, and you look back now, you guys thought that you went as older people, but look how that changed your life.
Oh, my. Oh, my. And we wouldn't change it. We went through war. We went through everything, but we wouldn't change what God did and how faithful he is. He doesn't leave you for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the middle of war or crossing the street here, I can die whenever he wants to take me home. And that's what gave me peace.
Yeah.
I knew that I wasn't going to die 1 minute before he called me home.
Right.
So
right.
In the middle of that war, I had peace.
That's amazing. Who Me? Following God's Missionary Call to the War Zones of Communist Angola by Lois Zigrang. Lois, this is available online.
online and Amazon and about 7 stores in the area.
Yeah. And Bo Eckert wrote the foreword, I see.
Yes, he did.
Bo from Calvary Church, our friend Bo.
He did.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Your son works there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
My daughter-in-law.
Yeah. That's awesome. Who Me is available online and Amazon, available locally at many bookstores. And Lois, we love having you on today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you
Thanks
so much.
Thanks for coming. Yeah. And I'm excited because we're going to give you a chance to win Lois's book right now. It's called Who Me. It shares a lot more stories of their time in Angola. So if you want to give a call, 717-392-3690, I will give you a chance to win this book from Lois Zugrang right now. I'll take caller number 2, 717-392-3690.
Lois, thanks for being
thanks
here.
So much.
Back to the music. Here's Jason Crabb. He knows what he's doing on WJTL.